Welcome to the ProWrestling.net All Access Daily Podcast for Tuesday, July 19, 2016. I am Jason Powell on the site today. My full review of WWE Raw, as well as the WWE Raw hit list. Normally, I read that one to you guys here on Tuesdays, but it is a busy day with the WWE draft, so I'm going to make you read. You can check it out right now at ProWrestling.net. Plus, we will have Will Pruitt's pause review of last night's Raw. We should have the Raw ratings here. They may even be up by the time some of you hear this, and it will be definitely interesting to see how the final Raw before the draft did, and whether the Republican convention ended up taking a bite out of the viewership numbers at all. You can join Jake Barnett tonight for live coverage of WWE SmackDown, SmackDown Live, as they're calling it, the WWE draft. And I am going to be covering the pre and post shows, as well as running a draft tracker for you guys. So it's going to be a very busy, but a really fun night over at ProWrestling.net. And I hope you will make us your WWE draft home. Let's talk about the draft. We know that the broadcast team now is going to be Mauro Ranallo, Jerry Lawler, Byron Saxton, and Michael Cole. This is for the draft. This is not a weekly thing, I don't think. I assume Michael Cole is there to give Raw kind of a representative, and also to help kind of direct traffic, since this is going to be such a unique show. Now, he could be there because they're going to move him to SmackDown, or at least want to tease the possibility of that happening. But, you know, so far they haven't even said whether the broadcast team members are eligible to be drafted. The rules of the draft that WWE put out there don't list them, but we did hear someone, it may have been Cole even, talking last night. One of them mentioned that it could be their final broadcast together if they're split up in the draft. So they may be making this up as they go along, or they may just want to sneak that in as a tease, even though it's not part of the draft. I'm not quite sure. We also know that the draft won't be completed by the end of the live SmackDown broadcast on USA Network, because WWE is advertising that it is going to continue on the one-hour post-show that will be on the WWE Network. And keep in mind, they own the network. It could go longer than an hour if they wanted to. WWE is also running a second screen experience for the draft via the network, so it's definitely possible that they will be making live picks on that platform in addition to what is shown on SmackDown, as far as live goes anyway. I don't think they're going to, I mean, if you're someone who doesn't have the network and you're kind of in panic mode, well, as far as the after SmackDown stuff, yeah, you're going to have to follow along with the ProWrestling.net, or obviously WWE's website will have that info up. But as far, if you were just watching SmackDown, let's say you just don't want to be burdened with going back and forth, I mean, you may not see live picks if they handle it that way, but it doesn't mean they're not going to recap them right away as soon as they come back on a commercial break or something like that. So keep that in mind. It's a unique approach. It's asking a lot of some people, but I think if they handle it properly, it can go smoothly. If you just want to watch the SmackDown TV show, and it's a hassle for you to have a laptop nearby, or just maybe to flip over to the draft if you have it on your TV or something like that, the network, I should say, then I think they'll make it easy for you on SmackDown just to keep up on everything, even if you're not getting that instant fix, which I think is what they're going for, trying to cater to the network subscribers, the super fans, if you will. We also know that WWE is going with a rematch from Raw. With the big oddball approach they took to that finish last night, they did indeed announce a rematch. Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins for the championship. They had Shane McMahon pitch this in a video that was recorded sometime after Raw. Stephanie McMahon agrees to it, so the match is official for tonight. I mentioned in members' audio last night that I'm not sure whether this is their way of splitting up the title or not. I think that's been a very popular theory. And while it could be true, let's not forget they have a triple threat with these two same guys and Roman Reigns on Sunday. I do think that they're probably working towards splitting the title somehow. There just hasn't been any explanation that there's going to be one, you know, the champions are going to float between the brands or anything like that. But I would think they would actually split the title on Sunday if they're going to do it, just because it's a triple threat. There's no disqualifications in a triple threat match. So if you split the title tonight, then you have to turn around and come up with another crazy finish on Sunday with two men getting some sort of a simultaneous fall, double pinfall. One guy pins the same guy that the other guy is submitting at the same time. You know, there's ways to do it, but it would be three screwy finishes in 6 days. And I'm not saying they can't do it or that they won't do it, but I don't think it's inconceivable that tonight's match is a double DQ, a double countout, something along those lines. Maybe there's a little more controversy, and then you go ahead and you split the championship on Sunday by the means I said. Maybe it's picking two names. Maybe it's Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins both pinning or both having submission holds on Dean Ambrose at the same time, and he passes out. You know, you save Dean a little bit by having him pass out due to pain, and they just can't declare a winner, and so both sides have an argument for which one of their guys should be the champion. You split the titles that way. So I see tonight as potentially being a case of them kind of building up to more controversy in order to officially get their split on Sunday. But I could be wrong. They may look at this is the best chance we have, most eyeballs on us, and that we can split the championship here. And then what's one more wacky finish come Sunday for Battleground? But one way or another, I think we're looking at either a wacky finish on Sunday or two wacky finishes in a row, which would actually make it three because we got one last night. And what was with that goofball? Go to the network, but don't. You know, it's like they wanted you to go to the network to see how it actually played out, but they couldn't even be bothered to tell viewers at the end of the show. And I touched on that in my Raw Hit List, so I don't want to get too much into it. But my biggest thing on this, just tell us. You know, I'm not a big fan of this approach because I think you can certainly do bonus things on your network. If you've got a post-Raw celebration for a legend or a birthday party, you know, whatever, some of the things they've done in the past where they've gone to it, it's just kind of an extended thing. It's not a big deal. Like if Raw ends, yeah, you're missing out on a little bit, but it's a nice perk for the network subscribers, but you're not depriving the Raw viewers of finding out who won a damn main event match after they sat through Raw for 3 hours and 15 freaking minutes. And, you know, last night it just was so weird. The show goes off the air, and then unless you were on Twitter or you had your phone by you, you had no idea that they were going to do more on the network. And people were saying that they got the mobile alerts after the segment had aired. And I just, you know, I ended up seeing it on Twitter, and so I went there and had to rewind just to see it. And it was a really strange approach. I think they know. I think that's the thing is, they knew they were pushing it by having 3 hours and 15 minutes of Raw and not giving a finish and leaving people hanging. And so that's why they didn't tell their Raw viewers. I don't think they wanted to piss off those who don't have the network, because I don't know if this is such a big thing that you're going to push people to subscribe to the network for this. You know, I really don't. I don't think that, oh my God, the match ended in controversy. Oh, well, I guess I'll order the network now. No, I think people are just going to be like, I'll just go online and find out. Now, if you went to the WWE website, it told you had to go to the network, which is strange. I mean, I think people, maybe they got a few people that were like, well, damn it, now I have to order the network. A few. That's about it. I think there are a lot of people going to sites like ProWrestling.net and certainly others just like, okay, well, they'll have it. Well, you know, and so who knows? Maybe they directed some new people to various pro wrestling websites last night. Good for them. In other draft news, though, I did find it very interesting that they spent a lot of time on the Raw pre-show talking about Shinsuke Nakamura potentially being drafted tonight. Doesn't mean he will be, of course, but I think it's going to look kind of silly if Corey Graves and the other hosts were just raving about the guy, and then he just goes completely undrafted. I mean, maybe there's some story there. I don't know what you would tell, but I'm a big believer in calling up the top NXT talent. He's a name that isn't being mentioned as much as some of the others, but I mean, he is in terms of, like, talent level, but it's just as far as like logical call-ups, you can kind of see it in the storylines. There's nothing really going on. It's time, it's long overdue sort of a thing. He's not that guy. He doesn't belong in developmental. I'm sorry. You can bring him in and have a match or two with him. That's great. Let him get acclimated. That's fine. Get him up to the main roster immediately. And so I really hope that's the case. Because I got to say, you know, as much as I enjoy the television shows that NXT produces and certainly the live specials, it's still a developmental system. And, I mean, I know they fancy themselves as their own brand. I'm not seeing this brand expand to the point that you don't treat it as something more, or that you would feel the need to treat it as something more than developmental right now. I think they can take a step back and they'll still be fine as far as losing some talent goes. They need to call up the guys who are ready, and women, and just develop new stars. You know, I think, like, for instance, I know they're touring, and they have a couple of arena shows every year. But WWE has the flexibility. They can send main roster talent back down to NXT, or for that matter, even guys who've never been to NXT if they want to. And they can just kind of help them, whether it's let's say Samoa Joe were drafted tonight. You can send Joe back. You know, you can have him. All right, we'll send him on the NXT tour for this weekend or something like that. Or you get to a live special and you're like, boy, this isn't, you know, with the talent we have, they're just not established enough. I wish we had more time. Well, call back some talent. I mean, they've done it with Cesaro and Kevin Owens and others already. So let's say you get to SummerSlam weekend. You don't feel like you got the horses to make that the NXT live special a success. Well, go ahead and send some talent with NXT history to that show, or even a guy who doesn't have NXT history, if you feel like it'll enhance it. You know, you could just, and I would say ideally you're sending people there to help put over new talent with the goal of helping create that next wave of NXT stars. So I certainly think it's doable. So, of course, the big question that a lot of people have, what NXT talent will be coming up? And you know, I continue to say the names that might make the most sense are Finn Balor, Bayley, and American Alpha. And, you know, I think some people are going to be surprised by Alpha. Now, Jason Jordan's been down there a long time. But, I mean, I think you can just kind of see it in the storylines with them. You know, they dropped the tag titles. They failed to regain them in a rematch. They were roughed up by the Authors of Pain. And, you know, it just kind of seems like it's their time. You know, they've from storyline position, they can move on without them now. Bayley, Finn Balor, same thing. You can just kind of see it coming. And I'd love to see them add Nakamura, for that matter, Samoa Joe, Asuka. I don't know what Bobby Roode is going to gain from NXT. Same with Austin Aries. I think the Revival would be great if they were called up. I don't know that that's going to happen with them being the NXT tag champs, but we've seen them call up champions before. The thing is, there's so much NXT talent right now, but there's only six spots, you know, and so it's going to be interesting to see who ends up getting the nod. But I would say Balor, Bayley. I'll be shocked if we don't get Balor, Bayley, and American Alpha. I don't know if they're counting American Alpha as two of the six or if it's six acts. I guess another thing that we're still waiting to get some clarification on that we probably won't know until the draft starts tonight. But really looking forward to seeing who comes up from NXT, and I'm really hoping that Shinsuke Nakamura is one of them. I know he still has some big matches in NXT, but again, you can either bring those up to the main roster or you can send him back down for some key matches. I'm fine with that. I think it's going to be interesting tonight on SmackDown to see if they have the title match open the show to kind of pick up where they left off on Raw last night. From a draft standpoint, I think this is what interests me. It's not, do they open it or save it for later? Because usually they just save it for the main event. But I could see this going either way. I lean toward it taking place later in the show, after the first picks are made. I think this might be their way of doing it so that Stephanie can justify going with her guy, Seth Rollins, even though he doesn't have the title. So she's kind of betting on Seth to win that match with Dean Ambrose and somehow come out of Battleground again with that championship. Now, the other way is to open the show with that match, and then all the authority figures know who the champion is, and they can draft accordingly. But I really think it'll be the other way. I think you will see picks made prior to that match occurring, is my guess. They haven't really specified where that match is going to fall in the show. But from a creative standpoint, I'm interested in that. I've had enough people ask me, both in Q&A and email and elsewhere, for my first picks. I'm not going to lay out, you know, 77 rounds of the WWE draft for you guys, but I will say I love a good fantasy football mock draft. I worked at fanball.com for several years and certainly did my share of mock drafting there, both football and even hockey. But I even took part in some baseball, even though I don't know much about baseball. Enough to be dangerous. I mean, I watch the game, but as far as like knowing it from the ins and outs of a insanely deep, you know, fantasy perspective, no, God, no. But as far as WWE, I mean, it's just different. You know, you're trying to get yourself inside the head of Vince McMahon, and that can be a very scary place. But with, you know, with the fantasy football or any other kind of mock draft that you really do, There's a real criteria for it. And again, with this, you're just kind of trying to guess what Vince would do. It isn't like, it's one thing to ask somebody, well, who would you make the first pick? Or who would your first 10 picks be? Or something like that, if this were just based on guys you thought could draw, or you know, whatever criteria you want to use. So it's a little bit different here, and that's why I just kind of, it's like such guesswork trying to put yourself inside the head of Vince McMahon. I do think that The first pick, as I mentioned, will be Seth Rollins because Raw does have the first pick. He's the only person who's even talked about being the first overall pick so far. Stephanie wanted him to win the title last night. She announced him as the winner, even though he didn't come away with the title, as we found out. Well, some of us did if we went to the network. So I think it makes sense that the idea, and unless they're going for the swerve here, I think the idea is that they want you to think Stephanie is looking at Seth Rollins as her first overall pick. Now, the number two spot becomes interesting to me. Shane and Daniel Bryan will be in charge of that. This will be a SmackDown pick. So do they go with Dean Ambrose because he is still the champion? Now, they weren't necessarily rah-rah Dean last night as much as they were just saying, hey, wait a minute, with this whole Seth Rollins thing. So do they end up going with Roman Reigns with the logic that they're kind of banking on Roman to win the title on Sunday at Battleground? Do they go completely against the grain? Do they take a top NXT star right out of the gate? Now, I'll just give you my order. I got to admit, I didn't put a ton of thought into this. But I will go number one, Seth Rollins to Raw. Number two, I'm going to go with Dean Ambrose to SmackDown. Just because I think they want Roman over on the Raw side of things. And so I don't think it has anything to do with his suspension or anything like that. But I think your first three picks are the guys that are in this weekend's main event. I think Raw takes Roman Reigns third. So you end up with Roman and Seth over on the SmackDown side of things. A little bit, SmackDown's just a little bit trickier to me because I could see this being a slot where they grab New Day. I could see this being a slot where they grab Finn Balor or Shinsuke Nakamura or Charlotte. You know, I mean, there's a number of people they could take. I penciled in, not Brock Lesnar, AJ Styles. I think with Brock, you want to be careful how high you take him right now. I know they kind of ignored the potential violation of the anti-doping policy last night. They didn't go anywhere near that. They did advertise Brock for SummerSlam. The easy out with Brock Lesnar is to say he, you know, works a reduced schedule. You can turn around and you could make him your number one pick at most times. I wouldn't do it now with this whole mess going on. But I would say Brock to Raw is my fifth pick. So again, I mean, with SmackDown, it's I think the first few picks will be about trying to get the champion on your brand, even though I think they're going to split the title. I think that'll kind of be the logic of the general managers. And from there, do they kind of go based on talent? Do they want titles? Does New Day become a high pick because there's three? I really think you could have three different, there's a strong case to be made if you're SmackDown with that, heck, even their first pick, but more likely their second overall pick, that they're taking New Day because, number one, they're getting the tag team titles, and number two, they're getting three for one. So, the more I think about it, maybe that's the pick over AJ Styles. You can say, Charlotte, you're getting the women's championship, and that's great, but it's three for the price of one. And I think Vince likes to have New Day on Raw because they can fill a lot of time with their promos, as we've seen. I'd kind of rather have New Day on SmackDown. I think they bring some of that same silliness to the SmackDown side of things that I think it'll help a little bit. So I would hope that we kind of see maybe New Day on one brand and then Enzo and Cass on the other. I don't think they're going to split up Enzo and Cass. I could definitely be off on that one, but that's my guess, is that I think they see, they have a good thing going with those guys. Cass isn't ready to be a singles act right now. As much as I think they're looking forward to the day when he is, he and Enzo bring a lot to the table. There's no reason to rush into breaking them up. There's still a lot of things you can do with those guys. And so I would leave that alone, and I hope they do. But that's my top five. And remember, for every two picks that SmackDown gets, Raw gets three. If you watched Raw last night, you're left going, well, why is that? Because they never bothered to tell you that it's because Raw is the three-hour show. They just told you Raw gets a number one pick, and for every two picks that SmackDown gets, Raw gets three. How about you take a moment to, and maybe that, somewhere during the witty banter between the broadcast team members that I unintentionally start to zone out after a while, sometimes intentionally, I'll admit, but last night I really was trying to pay attention. Maybe they brought it up and I just missed it, but I know whenever they would show that graphic that kind of lists the rules of the draft, I kept waiting for Michael Cole to explain why, Raw got the number one pick because there was a coin toss, or because it's a three-hour show, and that's the same reason that SmackDown gets two picks, and for every two of those picks, Raw gets three. Nothing. It just was thrown up there. So if you're watching, if you don't know, if you didn't read what they had on the website, and I'll guarantee there's a lot of just casual viewers watching this going, why is SmackDown getting the shaft? You know, what is that? And I'm sure some of that, they're positioning SmackDown as this underdog brand, so it doesn't hurt in that regard, but it just feels like they're really stacking the deck against it, and not in a heelish way, in just kind of a head scratching, why is this happening, when it only would have taken them a second to explain it. That was what I found so disappointing by that. But hey, .NET members are listening to my full review of WWE Raw, and they are going to be hearing the exclusive .NET Weekly audio show tomorrow. Jake Barnett and I are going to be recording early afternoon on Wednesday. You guys on the All Access side are going to be hearing Hayden Gleed and Darren Gutter's review of the Ring of Honor television show. So you have that to look forward to, and it's an interesting show. I've already watched it. I'll have my full review, my written review up on the site tomorrow, but we'll hear what the guys have to say. But Jake and I are going to get together for over an hour to talk about the WWE draft, all the news of the week. It's going to be a loaded show. I'm really looking forward to that. You can join us on the ad-free version of ProWrestling.net. It's a great time to do it with the draft tonight. Get ad-free access to all of our draft coverage, and also get access to every audio that we've ever done. All of our audio content is available for members, including that .NET Weekly audio show tomorrow, and again, my full review of last night's WWE Raw. For membership information, visit the main page at ProWrestling.net. Once you're there, you will find three different pricing options. Choose the one that works best for you. $7.50 will get you in the door. You want to give us a one-month test run, that's your price, $7.50. You want to save yourself some money, you can do so by taking the six-month option, or you can whittle that price all the way down to an average of $5.50 a month if you take our annual option. If you have any questions, hit me up on Twitter at ProWrestlingNet, or shoot me an email. Spell it out. dotnetjason@gmail.com. That's dotnetjason@gmail.com. And finally, please remember to subscribe to this daily podcast. Take a moment to rate and review us on iTunes or anywhere else that allows such reviews. It is always appreciated when you are helping spread the word about ProWrestling.net and this podcast. For that matter, if you could, just give a quick retweet when we run the link for these daily all-access shows. I appreciate it. Thank you to everybody who has already taken one of those steps. But that is going to do it for now. I will be back for members coming up on Wednesday afternoon with the .NET Weekly audio show. And tomorrow, you guys again will be hearing Hayden Gleed and Darren Gutteridge discuss the latest Ring of Honor television show. Thank you for listening, everybody. Enjoy the draft. Take care.